You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi, everyone. It's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Monday, the 13th of January, 2025. The Australian share market fell today, down by 1.2%. The ASX 200 off by 8,191 points. Tech stocks really doing most of the damage. The sector off by 3.3%. The banks also doing poorly. So with the details, I spoke with Kyle Rodder from Capital.com. Kyle, the US economy continues to add more jobs than expected, sending our share market tumbling today. To what extent does it add to the case for a pause in interest rate cuts in the US?
Well, it certainly adds to the case for a pause, and it also extends the timeline in which that pause may take place. So effectively, we were already seeing the markets move in the direction that there'd be fewer rate cuts from the Fed this year, and that progressively the timing of that first or next, I should say, rate cut was being deferred. Off the back of that US data, which more or less confirmed that the US economy remains strong, that the labor market is robust, and some of those growth fears that we saw last year are really didn't really materialize, is that the markets are now only pricing in one rate cut from the Fed this year, and it's been deferred all the way back to December, with some speculating that maybe there won't even be a need for further rate cuts at all. So that big readjustment in the rates markets is really bleeding into other financial markets, and, you know, is the reason effectively why we've got equities on Wall Street lower, and of course, the ASX 200 lower as well.
What about implication for currencies? Because the Australian dollar, it's now at around 61.5 US. So that's a multi-year low, isn't it?
It is. It's very, very close to a five-year low. And of course, that was around the time of the onset of the pandemic where, you know, of course, markets were very, very anxious about the impacts on global growth of the COVID-19. This time, though, is all about a US dollar story. And effectively, the US dollar has become a wrecking ball in global currency markets. And the Australian dollar is no exception to that. You overlay the fact that, you know, we're still dealing with a weak Chinese economy and pessimism about China's economy, both because of these sort of structural issues that have been persistent for a while, but also the impact of Trump's tariffs coming potentially down the line, as well as even the prospect of an interest rate cut from the RBA because of the weak growth data and, you know, better than expected inflation data we've got recently out of locally. It's all kind of conspiring to weaken the Aussie and push, you know, the Aussie basically to 61.5 cents and towards those five-year lows.
You mentioned the RBA there and the potential rate cut, but this lower currency, there's been some commentary out there that it may actually delay a rate cut in Australia. What do you think?
Well, the markets are certainly behaving in such a fashion. You know, two things. One, it's a currency channel, but also just because global rates look like they could potentially be higher. We've seen just today the markets pare back expectations of a rate cut from the RBA in February to around about 60%. They got to as high as around 75-80% after that inflation data last week. There is the case that possibly a lower currency because of the impact on higher import costs and even the stimulatory effect that comes from a lower currency because it boosts our exporters is that it could complicate the job of the RBA and make for a slower process to get inflation back to target. So for now, the markets are still on the side of the fence that the RBA will lower rates in February, but the weaker currency, again, does complicate their job and potentially makes inflation that little bit stickier.
Okay, so looking back on the markets today, which sectors led the declines given it's been such a pretty steep tumble today?
Yeah, so it was very much tech led, so down by about 3 and 3.5%. That was sort of to be expected because we saw a big drop in tech on Wall Street last night. And because we saw those, you know, rate cut expectations pared back, that led to a lift in global bond yields. Tech is very sensitive to what happens at the long end of the yield curve. But the other areas of the market that were really hurt were stocks that or sectors that had become quite richly valued and perhaps valued at levels far beyond that could be justified. Far beyond what could be justified by just their fundamentals. And that's the financials in particular. So we're seeing a real, what you would call multiple compression. So effectively valuations coming down now in some of those companies as sentiment sort of gets a little bit bearish. And again, those yields rise. So it was really the tech names, the financial names that were the big weight on the market. But we did see most sectors lower for the day.
Okay. Any company news you're keeping an eye on today?
Yeah, the premier investment news today was really relevant. We got that trading update from them, which more or less indicated that sales growth over the half was basically flat, and sort of told us what we've already seen in the official data, especially the national accounts, that households are hurting and that effectively household consumption is going nowhere. If anything, it's sort of declining in real terms. So it's a little bit of a canary in the coal mine, possibly, that households are still hurting, that that's going to be not only a weight on the consumer sectors across the ASX, but maybe on the ASX earnings more broadly speaking, just because of those weak domestic growth conditions. So we saw Premier down by about 15%. Myer, obviously related to the company, and also down by a very similar amount. And again, just another signal of those weak economic fundamentals that we're dealing with in Australia.
And finally, given all this, where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Well, I think there's actually the strong argument just to sort of wait and see at the moment and see whether this rate market volatility starts to subside a little bit to get a better sense of the outlook going into this year. And then also maybe wait for an opportunity to pick up perhaps risk assets and potentially other assets too, considering we're seeing a very broad-based decline in even those sort of safe haven bonds and what have you at sort of more attractive levels. So it could actually be one of those times that it's just best to wait and see and wait for those opportunities to emerge again, because as I said before, a lot of what we're actually seeing now is a re-rating in equities from very lofty levels. Valuations were very rich, and they're now starting to compress a little bit to start the new year. So maybe just waiting to the sidelines. Interest rates look like they could be pretty high across the globe, so there's some yield to be found potentially in time. But just taking a cautious approach and waiting for value to re-emerge again once it does, and once we see the dust settle on this kind of market, interest rate market volatility.
Kyle Rotter there from Capital.com.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.